offense, defense, special teams. Really proud of our guys. They came out extremely proud of the defense. You know, sometimes you get in games and, you know, win against an option team. Sometimes when you get to option games, you got one guy, one hat on the ball, and you got to hope you get it on the ground. Our guys, I mean, we had three or four at the ball every time, and we were running the football, playing hard. So defensively, really a great effort by those guys all the way across the board. Offensively, we did enough. We hung on to the football this week. We ran the ball pretty well. Played complimentary football offensively. And then in the kicking game, had another solid day there. So proud of our guys. We needed that win for our psyche for sure, but happy for our team.
First question is more from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning, Coach Huseman. It's not common for a true freshman to jump into that linebacker rotation, but you got one, and Peyton Seelman has been playing more and more from you. I wonder if you could talk about his progress, and perhaps does he remind you of any former Spiders you've coached there? Thank you.
Peyton's a good football player. Didn't take us long to figure out when he showed up in camp. He can run. He's physical. He's got size. Obviously he's from Hanover High School and right in my backyard there. And I knew a lot about Peyton for many years. And we were excited when we got him. And he asked me who he reminds me of. It was Tristan Wheeler. I think all our coaches look at him like Tristan. His mannerisms, his work ethic, his commitment to football, how he plays the game, really, really similar to Tristan. And, you know, we got Carter Glassmeyer, who's playing really well in front of him right now. If we didn't, he'd be probably like Tristan and probably starting at the Sam linebacker like Tristan did his true freshman year. But we're going to continue to play Peyton, get him some experience. We have all the confidence in the world when he goes in. Really thrilled about him.
Coach, if I could follow up by just asking, he was a prolific runner, obviously, too, in high school. And was there any thought at Richmond of playing him as tailback rather than full linebacker? Thank you.
No, not really. We had him in camp. And, you know, his junior year, he didn't play a ton of defense. And when he came to camp, he ran really fast. He moved really well. And we told him, you got to get a couple games on your belt defensively because we're going to take you as a defensive player. And so I went and watched, I think, his fourth game of the year or something like that. And extremely impressed with him on the defensive side of the ball and said, we're taking him as a defensive player.
Thank you.
Next question from Andy Walter. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, Richmond's never been to Delaware State before. Probably a smaller stadium, maybe a little different atmosphere than some of the other places you guys have played. Do your guys kind of have to be mentally prepared for that? And, you know, not surprised when they get there on Friday?
I think the bigger issue, it's our first longer, I know it's not a long trip, but it's our first bus ride through traffic going north. That's part of it. I'm not sure about the stadium. You know, there's not a ton of FCS stadiums that are huge. Ours isn't huge by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, what kind of atmosphere they have, I don't know that either. But I did tell them, you know, we got to be prepared, whatever the locker room situation is. I know Delaware, when they used to go out and play them, they would dress at Delaware and put their clothes on there. So hopefully we got plenty of room there. But the atmosphere, it doesn't make any difference. The size of the stadium doesn't make any difference. It's the opponent and what we do on the field. And if any of that outside noise gets in our way, then we don't have a very mature team. So it can't get in our way. We just got to go. We understand. Last year we won this football game, but that quarterback lit us up. I mean, he had some huge runs. We were fortunate to get him on the ground and fortunate that, you know, they had a couple penalties. We maybe got some negative yardage plays and kept them from scoring, but you know, they're scary. They got great team speed. So that's all we're concerned about is their team speed and what happens between the lines.
Thanks.
Yeah, follow up from John. Go ahead, John.
Thanks. Hey, Coach Huseman, I wonder if you could elaborate on your defense. You know, holding them 39 rushing yards, pretty impressive. And just overall, what you saw, whether it was against the option or not, that encouraged you. Thank you.
Yeah, what encouraged me the most was playing team defense and getting hats to the ball. It just seemed like every time we played Virginia and we played Wofford, it was one guy, all right, get him on the ground, and then somebody showing up late. There were multiple hats at the ball on almost every tackle that we made. And that's great team defense. Our coaches did a really nice job of putting our guys in position against the option. And so give Justin Wood a lot of credit and the staff a lot of credit for getting our guys ready to defend it, but then to fly and be fast. Sometimes you play option teams and it slows you down. Some way, somehow, it sped us up a little bit and we got a lot of hats to the ball. We tackled really well throughout the game. We got some negative yardage plays, and then the turnovers. We got some turnovers, which was huge.
Thank you.
Russ, just building on that, you guys were one of the best in the country at that last year, both in interceptions and then returning them for scores. And you finally got one with Jabril Hayes. How big was that play to kind of build some momentum?
That was big. It was a 14-0 game at the time, and they had gotten a first down or two on that drive. We got them in a longer yardage situation, and we brought pressure, and he actually came free on the pressure. He had to hurry the throw, and Jabril made a nice play, undercut it, nice play, and then there's nobody near him after that. But that's huge. I mean, like you said, last year we had a bunch of those. This year we haven't created many turnovers, and we got to continue on that. If we want to be a great defense, we have to continue creating turnovers and scoring on defense.
Want to switch over to talking about the offense a little bit. 213 yards on the ground. Zach Palmer Smith was the top guy with 80 yards and a couple of touchdowns, but the debut of Andrew King, 11 carries, 51 yards. Talk about the afternoon those two guys specifically had.
They both did a really nice job. Zach's had a couple really good games for us so far. We're really happy to have him. He runs hard. He's got, I don't know if he's got tremendous breakaway speed, but he's got a burst to him. When he sees a hole, he can burst through it. And then Andrew King, for his first time playing, I thought did a really nice job. He missed a cut or two, didn't really run the screen the right way. We had a big play on a screen to him, kind of didn't, drifted a little bit and kind of messed the play up a little bit, but he's learning. And he knows the offense. He's a smart kid, and I think he brings a lot of talent, and he's a dynamic player. So he brings a lot to the table for us.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Safe travels to Dover, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Thank you.